It's time for the Open 2 Ministries broadcast. Open 2 Ministries, the family church at 5655 Timaquana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message. Sponsored by Cleaning Services by FKP LLC. For your commercial and residential cleaning needs, call 904-674-1851.
Do you know how many people own automobiles and can't drive? You're it today, Mother Katie. I can remember when Mother Katie bought a car. She made the payments, but her boys drove her around because Mother Katie didn't know how to drive, but she had a car. Are you with me? So in other words, knowledge is learned information, but it does not mean that you can access or use the information you have. And information that you have that you don't understand is just like having no information at all. Watch this. So the heavens tell the story. I'm going to show you how. The S-U-N is a reflection of the second coming of the S-O-N. When daylight rises and you see the sun come out, that is a picture of how the Son of God is going to appear, and every eye shall see him. Every eye. This is why it's called the S-U-N versus the S-O-N. Look at the rain. The rain is a picture of the Holy Spirit being poured out. That is what it's a picture of. It is telling us the story. And the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, but before that, it was not poured out to indwell men, because there was no man to work or till the ground. But Jesus came, he worked and tilled the ground, and after he worked and tilled the ground, guess what happened? Later on, rain came, which was the Holy Spirit. The moon. The moon is a picture of the church collectively. It is right now today all over the world you have individuals assembled in the church or in ministries. That is a coming together. But I want you to understand that when you leave this place, then you become a star. What do I mean? You are a saint individually. You are an individual saint. So in other words, as we come and we bear the big light when we're together, the moon looks so much more significant than the stars. The big light. We bear the big light when we come together. But when you leave this place, you are an individual part of the whole. Does it make sense? You are an individual part of the whole. Look at the clouds. The saints and the hosts of heaven. Jesus declared, I will come back with the host of heavens, I will come back with all of the clouds. I will come back with the clouds. And so whenever I go outside and sit on my back patio and I look up and I see the sun and the clouds together in the sky, that reminds me of how it says that Christ is going to return. Christ is going to come with the clouds. Whenever sunlight comes out, guess what's with it? You see the clouds. So in other words, the heavens behold his plans, his purposes, his counsel, and his wrath. So in other words, the heavens is telling you what God plans to do. It is telling you what the purpose of what he is doing is. It tells you the counsel of God, and it also reveals to you the wrath of God. The heavens behold the story of the message in the Bible. It beholds it. This is why the Bible in Hebrew is pictorial and historic. You will not truly understand the Bible, for one, without the Holy Spirit, and two, you have to have a sense of imagination. You have to be able to imagine. Now, for those of you who have a sense of imagination, you caught everything that I was saying today. So when you leave out of here and you look up in the sky at night, that is showing you the condition of the church right now. That is showing you that there's power when we come together. Paul says, forsake not your assembly. And when the saints come together, we are big as the moon on this earth. But when we're not together, we're little small specks of light. Little small specks of light in the midst of all of that darkness. And then I said you have the day when the darkness moves out of the way. It is simply because the King of Light has showed up. When the darkness at night moves out of the way, it's because the sunlight, the King of Light, has showed up. And then everything that is concealed winds up being revealed. Now watch this. I called this one here, Let There Be Light, for a reason. Let there be light. I want you to close your Bibles. Close your Bibles. I brought this study from the NIV today because I wanted to make sure that you understood what I was trying to get you to see. Look at this scripture with me. Oh, glory to God. Genesis 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, it says period, which means he created something good. And then it says, now the earth was without form and empty. So in other words, God created something good, and all of a sudden it fell into chaos. So in other words, God created the man from the dirt of the ground. And when he created the man, he said, let us make him in our image. And it was good. But then all of a sudden, something took place to where now the man is in a decaying state. Look what he says. And darkness was over the surface of the deep. I'm reminded of where it says in John, where Jesus says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it was by the Word that everything was created, and without the Word, nothing was created. But then he says, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. I want you to understand that every individual walking around here today that's got life in them have that little light of Christ burning inside of them. But the Bible says that the light shined in the darkness and men comprehended it not. This is why I want you to know that there are some disciples out there that will never know that they were called to be disciples until a disciple go and tell them that. They walk around with the light in them, but they can't see it. They can't comprehend it. And so you are not going out making disciples. You are going out waking up disciples. Paul says, you are asleep, but I need you to wake up. It is a healthy cost that comes with being wide awake. So it is your job to go out and tell the gospel of the kingdom. And when you tell the gospel of the kingdom, those who have that light in them, that are aware of that light, will respond to that light. This is the great work. You have to open your mouth and declare the word of God. A lot of us want the benefits of God and the resources and the blessings of God, but we don't want to bless nobody else. We don't want to talk to nobody else. I want you to understand that the Word of God is blessing enough. Can you imagine the shape we would be in if God didn't leave His Bible? What if there was no way for you to get to know about God? Look at what it says. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Now, I want you to understand that according to Revelation 17, the waters symbolize nations of people. So you have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, hovering over the waters. And darkness, it says that darkness is over the face of the deep. So men are dark. Men are in the darkness without the light. They're in the dark without Christ Jesus. Watch this. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that it was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. How many of you know that you are separated? Come on, can I get a witness? How many of you know that you are separated? And see, you got to realize to be sanctified means to be set aside. You have been set aside for the good work of the King. And there was a promise that God made you. But watch this. I want you to understand something. There's a story in Matthew 13 that says a sower went out to sow seed. And some seed fell on the wayside. And some seeds fell on stony grounds. Some fell in thorn and thistles. And then some fell in good ground. The seed that fell is the word of God. And the sower is Jesus Christ. That's why I say he came and he worked the ground. He threw the seed everywhere that it could go. But the different grounds symbolize the different heart conditions. And one of the individuals, it says, that when it received the word, it got all happy and started dancing. and start shouting and start thanking God. But I want you to understand something. The Bible says that that one, when trouble came, its joy went away. And it went back into the world and started doing those things it used to do, because the word took no root in them. Now here's what I want you to understand. And God said, let there be light. And God saw that the light was good. And he separated the light from the darkness. I'm going to tell you something you probably never heard before. Your first experience with the light, I want you to get me. Your first experience with the light is not a joyful experience. It's not a happy experience. Somebody said, well, why you say that, Bishop? I'm glad you asked. Watch this. I can remember standing in my home one day, and I was looking in the mirror, and I told the Lord, I no longer like what I see. Lord, I'm a mess. But you got to realize what the light being turned on in you is for. When the light is turned on in you and you see how messed up you are. See, the light in Genesis, when God said, let there be light, you saw the chaos. But after the chaos, God said, put some trees here, put some things there. Oh, watch this now. He says, man, you have dominion over the beast of the field. Now, all of these things happen when God turned the light on. Now, watch this. When the Holy Spirit is poured out on your life and the Word of God is given to you, watch this. The first thing you see is how messed up you are on the inside. And you look at your life and you say, Lord, that don't belong in me. God, that don't belong in me. But you can't see it without the light. Do you know how many people live thinking that because they're good, that they're all right? Jesus says, why dost thou call me good? Ain't nobody good. So what I did when he turned the light on in my life, I was living in sin for so long. Don't you know that you can live in sin for so long that you don't even know you're living in sin? And when the Lord turns the light on, then you can see deep inside of yourself. And you can see how messed up you are. But notice when God does that, the bad things in you versus the good things that he puts there, he separates. So he begins to take the things out of you that shouldn't be in you. He takes those things out and he starts planting some stuff in you. So if it wasn't for the light coming and then the word to follow, you would be in a mess. You would be in chaos. And so we thank God that he said, let there be light, because now I can see. I once was blind, but now I can see. So when you read the story of Genesis chapter 1, God is using natural events to show you what the spiritual events are going to be. He says, I'm going to take and I'm going to turn the light on in you. And when I turn the light on in you, you're going to begin to first see the chaos. And then once that happens, I'm going to start having some things to grow in you. And then he says, I'm going to give you dominion over the beast of the field, right? The beast of the field are those things in your life that have a stronghold on you. God is saying, no more are you controlled by the beasts in your life. I give you dominion over the beast of the field. The Bible says that you have a dirt body. So you are made from dirt. So you are the field. So God says, I give you authority over the demons in your life. I give you the authority over the messed up things in your life. You will no longer surrender to those things. You will no longer obey those things. You have dominion.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Strobridge at Open Tune Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Bishop Strobridge's book, The Mysteries of Creation, is available at the church and Amazon.com. This program made possible with the help of cleaning services by FKP LLC. For your commercial and residential cleaning needs, call 904-674-8551.